on It's Supernatural. This Ukrainian Jewish concert pianist was an atheist until a supernatural light entered his bedroom. Now, when he plays, God shows up and people are healed of many incurable physical and emotional illnesses.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Alyosha Rabinoff, has been a guest previously. Last time he was on the show, Alyosha, I've never gotten reports like this before, but we actually had someone blind get their eyesight.
Yeah, that's correct.
I know, that's pretty correct. I mean, you're so mellow. I mean, mm-hmm. I was got their eyesight blind.
But yeah, very exciting. The person is driving today.
For those that aren't familiar with you, Alyosha is Jewish, born in Kiev. And Alyosha, at what, about age six, because you come from a long line of musicians, you started studying the piano and got to the point where, as you got older, how many hours a day did you practice?
About 6 to 8.
How did you do that?
Well, I had a grandmother that was clocking. Yeah.
And as far as you had no understanding of your Jewishness, but you did take a college course on atheism, and that taught you the opposite.
Well, the only thing I knew about being Jewish that I was born to a Jewish family, ethnically. But in college and in school, we were required to study atheism. And it's interesting because when people ask me, where did you learn about God in the first place, I would say the first people that taught me about God were atheists. They have to explain to you who doesn't exist.
Well, you got a point there. And so you reached a point as you were getting higher education, you saw that there was fewer and fewer opportunities in those years for a Jewish person. And so you wanted to go to the U.S. It was near impossible. And you decided to pray to this God you learned about from your course on atheism.
That's correct. I wanted to pray to God because I knew no one can help me. And I didn't know if God existed, but I wanted to try him. And so I went to pray to God, ended up in church. I knew nothing about church either. But I saw this image of Jesus there. And I said, well, some people call him God. So I said to him, Jesus, if you're God, make it possible for us to leave. And then I left the church, and maybe a week or two passed, and we received permission to leave, immigrate.
Did you attribute it that God answered your prayer, or what'd you think, really?
Well, not right away, but I began to think about it.
Okay, you get to the U.S., you investigate your Jewish identity, and your sister has an experience, who's also Jewish, has an experience with Jesus, what did you think about that?
Well, first I wondered if it's all right for a Jew to believe, but then I wasn't educated at all. And my sister brought a lot of literature home, which I began to read, and I began to be impressed, you know, with what I read.
And of course, the Bible says a Jew requires a sign, so Alyosha asked for a sign. What happened?
Yeah, I was in my bedroom. It was dark. The sun didn't come up yet. And suddenly the bright light came into the room. It was astounding. It stood there for a few moments. I knew it was supernatural.
Could it have been a street light?
No, I actually got up to see if the car passed, but there was no noise. There was no sun, nothing. I now believe that there was a supernatural sight about God, because Scripture says God is light, and God was wanted to present himself to me.
Okay, and then your sister starts a Bible study right in your home. You attend, and the teacher says to you, do you want to make Jesus your Messiah and Lord? And of course, you were ready to say no, but what happened?
I was going to say no, but instead, to my own surprise, came out yes.
Why? You're too logical, Alyosha.
I am, but I guess the power of God supersedes the logic. I had to think about it for a while. Why did it say yes?
And then for a season, you put down piano, even though you won all these competitions in Kiev and Ukraine. And why did you put music down?
I felt it was a lot of work, a lot of practice that I had to do in order to just to do a two-hour concert. It didn't seem rewarding to me. And God started to change something in my heart. I really wanted to pursue him. So I laid music on the altar for a few years.
And you went to Bible college, and
yes,
you met a Jewish believer who you married, Jody.
Yes.
And you went to Israel, and you had a few miracles when the two of you went to Israel.
Oh, that's correct. I've seen several miracles. I saw healings. A boy got healed of epilepsy, and but at the same time, it was in Israel that when God began to, God filled me with the Spirit, with His Spirit in Israel, and I began to have a desire to create music for God's glory.
And he had an encounter with the love of God that moved his music from the realm of top professional to filled with the presence and spirit and miracle working power of God. Don't go away. We'll hear Alyosha play the piano next segment. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Alyosha and Jody Rabinoff. And Alyosha, the Messiah says constantly, speak out loud. And there's something so powerful about the spoken word of God. Why is sound so important to God?
Well, first of all, God created the whole world with the sound of his voice. But also, on the physical realm, the light and music, or light and sound, is the same physical reality, just operates on different frequencies. So the scripture says in 1 John, God is light, that means that God is music. God is sound, and he penetrates everything that's in this universe. There's no place where he is not. So I believe everything's made out of sound. Everything resonates.
And what about the frequencies and the vibrations? Explain that.
Well, frequencies begin in the second verse of first chapter of Genesis, and where it says the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. When you take that word, merachefet, and bring it to the root, rachaf, at the root level, the meaning of the word means to shake and vibrate. So as there was darkness, everything was without form, and the first application to the problem with the work of the Spirit, when God set up his frequencies, and then God began to speak, and he said, let there be light.
What is the highest frequency?
I believe the highest frequency is God himself, and God is love, so love is the highest frequency.
And that's why the Messiah talks so much, and when miracles happen, you read about the compassion of the Messiah, the love being poured out into an individual. Jody, you've done some research on the Hebrew language, and get this, when you get the Word of God, when you get the Hebrew language together, and when you get love together, you're moving in the highest anointing of heaven and earth and under the earth. It will literally change the molecules. So it'll literally cause a mountain to move. What have you found out about the Hebrew language? It really is a supernatural
language. It is totally supernatural, Sid. We discovered a man by the name of Hans Jenny, who was a Swiss scientist, and he was doing research back, maybe 20, 30 years ago. And he took different languages, and he actually developed a machine called the tonoscope. And through this machine, he would put different languages and to see how the sound would affect matter from different languages. There were only two languages at that time that he discovered that had an impact on matter, on molecules. He took sand, water, different mediums, and he found that one language that is still in existence today, which is Hebrew, had an impact on that matter. Actually, when the words would be spoken, according to his writings and his research, that actually the nikkudot, or the vowel points, would actually be imprinted right into the sand.
That is really supernatural.
That is supernatural. So we found that, you know, out of all the languages, we really want to use Hebrew more. We want to understand Hebrew. I believe that God spoke the world into existence, and he must understand Hebrew. It's the whole first part of our scriptures are in Hebrew.
Well, you know, many people speculate, since Hebrew is one of the purest languages that was ever written, that in heaven, the language that we'll be speaking will be Hebrew. What do you think about that?
I think that's right. We're going to start studying now. How's that?
Oh, can I say something? Yeah. See, the very first word that God spoke in Hebrew, which translated, "Let there be light," in Hebrew, he said, Yehi Or. And he released this, the sound of breath, Yehi. I think he spoke universe into existence in Hebrew, with Hebrew sounds. That's my opinion.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but it sure makes a lot of sense to me. I want you to hear right now Alyosha. Now, he is a master concert pianist. I mean, he's studied, he's paid the price. But he had an experience that we'll be talking about in the next segment that totally revolutionized his life. He moves in such supernatural love as he plays the piano. And when you hear the Word of God, and when you hear it in Hebrew, and when you hear that highest frequency of love coming through the piano, get ready to have every molecule in your body change. Alyosha, from his CD, The Lord is My Healer.
נחתם לדוד, שומרני אל כי חסיתי בך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בא לעליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואדירי כל חפצי בה. ירבו עצבותם, אחר מהרו, ולסיך נסחיהם מדם, ולסי את שמותם על שפתיים. אדוני מנת חלקי וכוסי, אתה תומך גורלי, חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרו מחיליותי. שיוויתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מי מיני בלעמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבדי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תתען חסידך לראות שחר. תודיעני אור החיים, שובע שמחות את בניך, נעמות בימיניך נצח.
Return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Alyosha and Jody Rabinoff. And we were talking during the break about fear. Alyosha, what does the Bible say is the solution for people that are so fearful?
Well, the scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. So the solution is to learn to experience God's love.
And Jody, from your research on fear, what does this do to the body, the physical body?
Fear is probably, Sid, one of the most major things that impact the human body today. Fear, sadness, sorrow, but fear would be on the top, definitely. What happens is we have a center in the brain called the amygdala that senses and perceives fear, sends then a signal to the rest of the body. The cells, the glands, the organs all pick it up. You have blood pressure problems, you have all kinds of issues with just fear alone. I mean, we just sit all day and name them. But what happens is that there's only one way to dismantle that fear that we know of, and that we know that perfect love casts out fear. It's something that we must come into a place of deep security with the Lord.
And you know what? This love, most people understand the definition of love as an action. But Alyosha experienced God's love as an emotional experience that revolutionized his life. Alyosha, tell me about that big man that was hunting for you to hug you.
See, until I met that big man, the love of God was a theological concept for me. I didn't feel really close to God. I knew that he loved me. But I went to that school that Jack Frost started, and it was 1 month long, and there was this man there. He didn't teach much, but he was very kind, and he was big, and he would sneak behind you, and he would just grab you and catch you into his arms, and he would begin to bless you. And he did it to me, and I was startled, and I said, wait a minute, I'm not used to be so close to a man, so I tried to escape. But he was big and strong, and I'm small, and I couldn't do it. I was stuck, and I was pinned against his bosom. And he began to bless me. And he would say, Father, I pray that you would release all the love that he missed growing up. And suddenly, I felt like my Father blessed me, like my Heavenly Father blessed me, but also my earthly Father blessed me. You see, my father died when I was 5 years old, so I don't remember blessing from him, and now I had a blessing from the Father. And it's amazing because I believe that the bosom of the Father was imparted into me. And the scripture says that Jesus came from the bosom of the Father. And he said that I know where I came from and I know where I'm going to. It's a very powerful place. And the other thing that I felt, these arms that were holding me, there is a supernatural hug in the book of Deuteronomy. And it says, our God is our refuge, but underneath are everlasting arms. And there is a hug that imparts the supernatural arms of the Father.
You wept for how long after that?
After that, I cried for 25 days.
And you weren't someone that cries easily.
No, I was.
You're very stoic, probably.
I was taught that men don't cry, men don't show emotions. But see, our Father, he's very emotional. Matter of fact, the fruit of the spirits, love, joy, peace, those are emotions of God.
How would you like the love of God to fill you with what you've missed because you had imperfect parents? How would you like God himself to put his arms around you and hug you? Alyosha, I believe that you could pray and just extend your arms in the spirit, and people's lives would be as transformed as yours was.
Yes. I just want to put my arms around you, and the Father wants to speak to you. And the Father would say to you, my son, my daughter, I just want you to know how much you are loved. And I want to fill every part of you that is longing for my presence. I want to release all the love that you missed growing up. And I want to bless you, and I want to release the blessing that I gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that is now part of your inheritance. And I want to tell you that you belong to me, you belong in my family, you belong in my kingdom, and you have never been a second class. I bless you to know my love, and I want to heal you, your whole being, in Yeshua's name.
Well, I don't know about the two of you. No, I do know about the two of you. There is a release of such shalom. That's the only word I can come up with. Such peace that I believe that when you hear Alyosha play the piano. And Alyosha, if you would go to the piano right now, I want him to play a selection from Fear Not. And as that prayer imparted something very special to you, imparted the love of God to you. And I believe as you hear Alyosha impart more of the love of God through the music, the Word of God, and in English and in Hebrew, that as he does this, I believe from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, your very cells will change. The life of God will just manifest, and there is nothing evil, no sickness that can stand against the love of God. Alyosha from Fear Not.
את מלכותו ואת צדקתו, וכל אלה יבספו לכם. ושלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד, לבטח תושיבני. שיוויתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי ממיני בל אמות. ויהי אדוני משגב לדח, משגב לעיתות בצרה, ויבטחו בך יודעי שמך, כי לא עזבת דורשך אדוני. הלא ידעת אם לא שמעת, אלוהי עולם, אדוני, בורא קצות הארץ, לא יעף ולא יגע, אין חקר לתבונתו. נותן ליעף כוח ולאין עונים עוצמה ירבה.
I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.